Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome. And we are coming to order our afternoon meeting. And we are on the air, so please, when you speak, make sure you, when you pull your mic down, to state your name so that we know who you are and the people listening will know who you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge Rubin. Well, good afternoon. This is the business meeting of the Judicial Council of California for August 21st, 2014. You've heard Judge Rubin. We're in business. In addition to council members here in the boardroom, I believe Justice Miller is joining us by teleconference. Are you there, Justice Miller?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you. And as Judge Rubin just said, I remind council members that all of our meetings are audiocast live with real-time captioning on the California Courts website. And as you know, portions of our meetings may be videotaped for later use on the website. So for the benefit of the online audience and also for council members joining us by phone, please do pull down the microphone, speak into them, address each other by name as you remember, so that listeners and other readers can follow the conversation and the discussion. Well, this time, every year in August, it brings mixed emotions because just as we welcome new Judicial Council members, we must also bid farewell to our colleagues whose service on the Judicial Council after years is drawing to a close as their terms end. And to put what the Judicial Council of California and our members do for the people of California in perspective, I like to quote, as you know, from the ballot measure that was overwhelmingly approved by the voters, which ultimately led to the creation of the Judicial Council in 1926. It illuminates the context and the need for the council. So the quote begins, "One of the troubles with the court system is that the work of the various courts is not correlated, and nobody is responsible for seeing that the machinery of the courts is working smoothly. When it is discovered that some rule or procedure is not working well, it is nobody's business to see that the evil is corrected. But with a judicial council, whenever anything goes wrong, any judge or lawyer or litigant or other citizen will know whom to make complaint. And it will be the duty of the council to propose a remedy." So we as judicial council members are responsible. It is our business. It is our duty to propose a remedy. And each year, to get to that remedy, the council relies on the knowledge and service of hundreds of justices, judges, commissioners, referees, court professionals, attorneys, and justice system partners to do our work and accomplish our goals. I'm very pleased to be able to offer my sincere and deepest gratitude and the council's gratitude to dedicated, active public servants who have done their public duty and more for council in addition to their day jobs. So after 5 years of public service, Judge Marianne O'Malley. After 4 years of public service, Judge Stephen Baker, Judge Terry Jackson. After 3 years of public service, Commissioner Sue Alexander, Ms. Angela Davis, who couldn't be here today because of a hearing short set. She sent her regards in an email, hopes to be here tomorrow. Mr. Mark Robinson, Mr. David Yamasaki, and after a one-year term that I'm sure felt like three, Judge Robert Glessman and Presiding Judge Brian Walsh. And as a small token of our appreciation and a symbol of the importance and significance of your role as a judicial council member of our independent, co-equal branch of government, you've received a copy of the Federalist Papers. And one quote particularly resonates with me. It's from Federalist number 22, Alexander Hamilton, quote, "Laws are a dead letter without the courts to expound and define their true meaning and operation," end quote. Thank you for your service to the people of California, the cause of justice, your attention to detail, your many phone calls, meetings, your innovative ideas, your goodwill, your humor, your tenacity, and your vision for a better California for everyone. You all serve to improve the administration of justice, and all of you enhance access to justice for all Californians. And I know that even though you may not be on council physically, you will be with us in spirit in your continued service on advisory committees and teaching, and all that you did before you came to council and will continue to do. I think we will have an opportunity to meet with all of you later, but I'd like to salute you all with a round of applause. To our incoming new council members joining us today, we welcome the addition of your talents and expertise. Our responsibility, business, and duty await you at our next council meeting. We thank you in advance for your service. Before we begin with our regular agenda that will start with approval of the minutes, etc., I would like to acknowledge this opportunity the positive working relationship that we've developed with our colleagues in the Department of Finance in recent years. The lines of communication have been open. Our disagreements have been on the merits, and it's always been with the opportunity to continue to exchange information back and forth. We may disagree, but it's never been disagreeable, and we appreciate that. We've invested a lot of time and effort in both of the relationship going both ways in our relationship building, and I believe it's helped our branches of government understand each other in the state budget process, and I believe in their understanding of how the branch does business. I thank Mr. Michael Cohen, Director of the California Department of Finance, for presenting to us later this afternoon as we continue this process of cooperation, collaboration, information exchange, and knowledge sharing. So the first thing on our business meeting, according to our agenda, is the approval of our minutes. It's the minutes of our July 2nd and July 29 meeting. I know you've all had an opportunity to review those minutes. Do I hear a motion?
Right here. Motion, Judge Jacobson.
Thank you.
McCabe, second.
Thank you, Judge McCabe. Approved. Thank you.